There is more to soil than just dirt, says farm and garden consultant David Perkins. It actually has its own biology.
There's bacteria, both beneficial and disease-bearing. There are fungi, again, both beneficial and disease-bearing. There are protozoa. So beyond the minerals, beyond the sand, silt, and clay, and beyond the standard chemical analysis, the emerging field now is to analyze soil in terms of this soil food web, which is a more holistic way of viewing the soil and how we work with it.
So one of the best things we can do for the soil around us, in our yards and gardens, is add more of these living components. And the easiest way to do that is with compost.
A very significant function of using compost is to inoculate the soil with a diversity of microorganisms. This is one of the best ways that we can distinguish between a good quality compost and a lesser compost. It's the diversity of microorganisms that exist in there and the active numbers of them.
But the only way to really know which composts are best is through microscopic analysis, Perkins says.
It's done with a standard light microscope. We can identify these different microbes, and most significantly, we can identify the ratio between the number of bacteria to the number of fungi. That tells us the diversity of the microbes in the soil is what gives the soil resilience to changing conditions.
Although there is another simpler indicator, the presence of earthworms in the dirt.
They indicate that the smaller organisms must be present in order for some nutrient cycling to happen for the earthworms to find that a beneficial habitat for them.
It's not entirely up to humankind to upgrade the soil, Perkins notes. Plants contribute to the process as well.
We know that plants convert sunlight into energy, but they release some of that energy directly into the soil, and they exude simple sugars, carbohydrates, and protein as simple amino acids. And plant exudates attract the beneficial bacteria and fungi into the root zone for improving soil.
However it is accomplished, adding organic matter beneath the surface of the ground offers multiple benefits, Perkins says, including a measure of carbon sequestration.
When we introduce organic matter, we're actually feeding the microorganisms in the soil. And through their life cycle of breaking that down and changing the forms of carbon in the soil, it does lead to more long-term stability for carbon in soil. True sustainability of agriculture depends on the microbial activity to recycle the nutrients, to store them, and to stabilize them. And it's really through this microbiology that they become available again.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.